Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out all next week on Drive from 4pm alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent. Lots of live football coming your way on TalkSport. All begins with Sheffield United against Burnley in the Championship. That one at 12:30. That's followed by Premier League football, where the champions Man City take on Fulham. And of course, on Sunday, we have the big one as Chelsea take on Arsenal.
Who has already racked up 9 Premier League assists so far this season. 2 goals, he steps up right-footed in towards the far corner, off the top of the crossbar and in.
Back into Haaland, oh what a finish! Inevitable from Erling Haaland.
The team is step by step getting better.
It's a searching cross, Mitrovic with a header, it's scored! Alexander Mitrovic for Fulham.
And you can see the belief and confidence that's running through this team.
Up to the edge of the area. Havertz on his left foot. Brilliant goal. Oh, that's magnificent from Kai Havertz.
You understand when you're at a club like this that you're only 90 minutes away from a crisis.
He's laid it off to Xhaka. Xhaka to finish it. Xhaka does finish it in some style. Mikel Arteta told you to trust the process. Arsenal go 4 points clear at the top of the Premier League.
Burnley midfielder Jack Cork has been speaking exclusively to TalkSport ahead of Sheffield United against Burnley and discussed the difference between Vincent Kompany and Sean Dyche.
The styles are obviously not completely different, different sort of styles that they want to implement. I mean, compared to the last manager and this manager, I mean, we've had a lot of meetings with the new manager, a lot of sort of tactical training on the football pitch to get across what he wants. It's just the details have to go into to try and implement his style has, I suppose, it's not been too much because we've probably half the team from last season moved on, and it's completely different sort of set of lads now. So he's sort of implemented his style onto new lads as well as the older lads, and it sort of took a while. We got up and downs, but it's just starting to learn to trust it and believe in what he's doing. And it's not hard to do it when someone who's done this and worked with great managers, and you know that this style pays off.
Now, a 3pm kickoff sees Man City take on Fulham. Manager Pep Guardiola isn't surprised at how well the West London club have been doing so far this season.
We have to see what the Championship have done. With the good in the transfer window has done with the players. The manager is just exceptional. Marco's last season in the FA Cup, I know exactly how we suffer. They have a good process from behind. And of course, when he's under pressure, they can use the long balls for Mitrovic, that the 10 long balls win 9. Or even the second ball is for them. So yeah. Top, good team, it's not a surprise. So, start really well, drawing against Liverpool at home and continue that way.
Pep Guardiola also went on to react to the news that Barcelona legend Gerard Piqué has decided to hang up his boots and retire from football.
It was a surprise news. Of course, he was here in England, very young age. And I thought we're alone in Zaragoza, and after making an incredible career in Barcelona. So I wish him personally, for my affect to him, all the best for him and his family. And I know his mom and dad, incredible human being, huge personality, a player for the big games, never miss, miss ones or behave for performance not in the high level in the top teams. That is what all the big clubs need, this type of players. Won everything with Barcelona, Spanish national team. And yeah, the time arrived for everyone. And of course, the future will be bright because he's a smart guy. And yeah, it was an honor for me personally to be his manager. And we are spending incredible 4 years together.
Moving on now to tomorrow's massive clash between Chelsea and Arsenal, which of course is live, free and exclusive on the TalkSport network from 12 p.m. The Blues boss, Graham Potter, spoke about whether Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has a point to prove against his former club.
No, I don't think so. I think he's looking forward to the game, excited for it. He's been pretty normal, I would say, from what I've seen. He's quite a quiet guy, but I'm sure he'll come match day. He'll be determined. No, I don't think we should make it about him. I think it's about the team. He's an important part of the team for us to get the result we want. It takes everybody, not just one person. But I understand the headlines or the interest is around him because it's Arsenal and there's a narrative around that. That's fine. Nothing we can do about that. It's just to say, as a team, as a group, we have to play well ourselves.
Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta has calmed the rivalry down by praising the work Graham Potter has done so far at Chelsea.
Yeah, well, they've been really consistent. The results that they had recently and since Graham took over as well, you can see what he's trying to do. And I will be ready, start to prepare the game from tonight. But you can see that that he has put his ideas like he did at Brighton.
On now to White and Jordan. And Arsenal legend Martin Keown previewed the London derby by complimenting the development of Gabriel Martinelli and Bukayo Saka under Mikel Arteta.
Martinelli and Saka are two wonderful players now. They're leading the club. They're taking it. The start of the season was Zinchenko and Jesus, who kind of raised the bar. Zinchenko's been injured for a time, and Jesus has fallen away with his goals. But those two young individuals at Arsenal are really carrying the... Well, I wouldn't say carrying because they're leading and they're the top of the table, and they're quite magnificent. And if they can get the ball to those two as much as possible in wide areas, it can really punish Chelsea at the weekend.
Going back now to yesterday's TalkSport Breakfast Show, the former Premier League striker Dean Saunders has slammed Bruno Fernandes for criticising Manchester United youngster Alejandro Garnacho and his attitude.
Sort your own attitude out. Bang out of order. Fernandes has got a habit of saying things like that. I thought he was bang out of order. 18-year-old lad. Just scored. You know, he's played two games, had an impact in both games. You don't say that on the television. You don't say that. You say to him, you know, after the game, you can, if you're trying to help him, you can go up to him and say, listen, get your attitude right, as pros do to younger players. But you don't go on the TV and, like, publicly out him as if the lad's a problem and he's got a bad attitude. That will stick with him forever. And that can damage you.
Now, Moni Simon Jordan gave his thoughts on Bruno Fernandes' comments and finds it strange that he would make these public.
I suppose if you were saying it about a senior pro, you'd have real challenges, but if you're saying it against a young player, it's about the culture of the dressing room. A lot is made of that, and they have to be together as a unit. And if that's a way to get them together as a unit, I think it's a strange way to do it. I think that's the sort of conversation you have with a young man in private, and you have it amongst yourselves. You don't necessarily have to air it to the media because it gives it a different tarnish. And like everyone's just said, people will now look at this boy with a set of eyes that perhaps he could be a problem for the future. I'm not sure it's helpful, but it must reflect upon the fact that there was a challenge with this young man's attitude. And there's obviously been this discussion repeatedly about the younger players Ronaldo talked about the culture of the younger players inside this football club not being prepared to listen to the senior pros in the way that he was. And of course, his behaviour has been less than exemplary over the period of time. But notwithstanding that, the point was made. I think it's basically saying he's arrived at a point where he understands the errors of his ways. And I think if he was still perpetuating those errors of his ways, it would be a different dynamic. But the fact he's saying, look, this is a kid that's come through a scenario of not really getting what's expected of him, and now he does. I don't know whether it's his job or his place. If the manager's happy for him to do it, then I guess who are we to suggest that it's not appropriate?
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Sorry to jump in, Andy. It's Adam Catterall here. And there was some breaking news on last night's sports bar. We need to talk about Jurgen Klopp. He's not happy about the upcoming World Cup. And I mean it.
But it's a tournament. We all let it happen. That it's there and it's fine. Because 12 years ago, nobody did anything now. Then, we cannot change it now. Go there. There are wonderful people as well there. And it's not everything is, not at all that everything is bad. It's just how it happened was not right in the first place. But now it's there. And now let them play the games. Let them just play the games, the players and the managers. And don't put Gareth Southgate constantly in a situation where he has to talk about everything. He's not like, I'm not a politician, he has an opinion, and he's not a politician. He's the manager of England. Let him do that. And if you want to write something else about it, then do it, but by yourself, without asking us and all these kind of things. And Klopp said, and Southgate said, and all these kind of things, as if it would change anything. We all, you more than I, let it happen 12 years ago. Again, I watch it from a football point of view, and I don't like the fact that now players from time to time get in a situation where they have now to send a message. You are all journalists. You should have sent a message. Who didn't write the most critical article about it, and not about because it's Qatar and things. No, about the circumstances, which was clear. Then there you are guilty. That's how it is. But now telling players you have to wear this armband, or if you don't do it, then you are not on their side. And all this, and if you do it, you're on their side. No. It's footballers. It's a tournament. We have to organize. And players go there and play and do the best for their countries. Have nothing to do with the circumstances. And I see already the interviews all the time. How is it being here and these kind of things? It's all not okay for the players, I really have to say.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show on Monday at 4 p.m. alongside Andy Townsend. Not Darren Bent. Oh, no. A proper co-host in me and Andy Townsend. So make sure you join me and he for that one at 4. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above. We'll be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.